Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Motivate Social Podcast, where we're bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. I am Dr. Ikeena Finch, but you know I can't do what I do without you know who, Vanessa Canterbury. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Fabulous. So, you know, we can't let the people wait because this guest we have is going to be a treat. Don't you think, Vanessa?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Without further ado, I would like to introduce Uchendi Wani, better known as the Millionaire Barber. How are you doing today, Uchendi?
I'm doing great, Dr. Finch and Miss Canterbury.
It's a pleasure to have you.
I'm glad y'all invited me on.
So now, Uchendi, please tell the world what you're doing to change the world via social media.
Well, I am helping beauty professionals, primarily barbers, stylists, and nail techs, open schools, become accredited, and get government grants so they can move beyond the chair and impact the community through education and change their community by teaching these students to become beauty professionals.
What made you go into that field in particular?
Well, because I went to barber school back in 1989. Then I went to college. And then my senior year in college, I went on vacation to prison. And I cut hair in prison for 3 cents an hour and sodas and snacks. So when I came home with no money, no job, no driver's license, bad credit, no one would hire me, not even fast food places. So I immediately started back cutting hair because that was the only thing I knew how to do. And then eventually I opened up schools. We graduated several thousand of ex-convicts like myself or people that had been incarcerated and had halfway houses. So I provided housing and then they could get an education and employ themselves. And then after doing that for 19 years, I went into the digital world where I started teaching other beauty professionals how to do the same thing via the internet.
Wow. So what made you decide that you needed to take what you were doing from local to digital? What was the pivotal moment?
Actually, I was watching and I was listening to Mixergy with Andrew Warner. And I noticed all these guys in the digital space. They were impacting the world, impacting a lot of people, and they were making a lot of money too. And this has been years back when the digital world was not the way it is now, but there was no beauty professionals utilizing the digital world. They had the mindset of working behind a chair, exchanging time for money. But I had these CD-ROMs that I would sell for like $500 on how to open a school. This was years back. And I would go to the dollar store and get the CD-ROMs, take them home and put the information on the CD-ROMs and then sell them for $500. But they were actually buying the information. So when the digital world came about, I said, well, I can take that CD-ROM and transfer it to like a digital online course. So the first course that I had, somebody bought it and I emailed it to them. So it was very antiquated. But then, of course, I moved up to using a lot of other automated systems. And I noticed that people that made money, it wasn't about really how much money they made. It was about how fast they made it. You know, we could all make $1 million, but what if it took you 20 years to make it, but then it took me a couple of months or a year to make it? We both made $1 million, but one person made it faster. And with the internet, it allows you to just make money fast and you wasn't exchanging time for money. And it gave you an unfair advantage over everybody else. It's almost like if you race Usain Bolt, who's gonna win the race? Well, you would say Usain Bolt. But if Vanessa Canterbury gets on the motorcycle, she can beat Usain Bolt every time. She can go farther, faster, exerting less energy. So now Vanessa is leveraging tools and systems, like Dr. Finch teaches people how to leverage these different tools and systems so they can actually have an advantage over other people. So I was able to do that in the beauty world and with my courses, and also teaching other beauty professionals and building systems for them, because a lot of them were not computer savvy.
That's interesting. But so what services, like example, go a little bit deeper as far as like what services, because going in the beauty industry, that a lot of people would think, oh, that is how is that possible? Because we stand behind a chair, we doing hair. What systems would you advise them on using, and like what products? Just don't give everything away. Just give it like a tidbit so they can be able to, you know, think different, because I'm always big about shifting your mindset. You just can't be stuck in one way. But the way the world is now, a lot of stuff is digital. So if we could be able to do digital and it's more efficient, then let's do it. But in the beauty world, how is that possible? What systems would you use? What would you be able to offer people being in the beauty world?
Well, beauty professionals are some of the most talented people in the world. And I started back in 1989. So back then, we took our gifts and talents. We always sold our gifts and talents to the world, except we recorded on a VHS. So I had a big fat camcorder back in the day from Circuit City, and I recorded myself cutting hair. And I looked in the Yellow Pages and found this guy in Hermitage who had a studio in his basement, and he recorded 500 of those tapes for $3 each. So that was $1,500. And then we would go to the hair shows, Bronner Brothers, in different places in Atlanta, and have a booth. And then we would sell those VHS tapes for like $20 times, you know, 500. That's 10,000. So you see the profit. So we've always done this, but then disruption came. And that's when the DVD. So now the VHS was obsolete. So now the beauty professionals shifted, and we all had DVDs, shrink wrap, where we were selling how to do nails, how to do hair, quick weaves, whatever it was. And then disruption came again when the DVDs became obsolete and everything went digital. But when the digital world came out with Kajabi, Thinkific, Teachable, ClickFunnels, all this stuff, ConvertKit, the beauty professionals got left behind. They got totally lost then. They didn't shift. They all got stuck. But I shifted, and none of them knew how to utilize it. But I had ended up investing in myself, investing in courses, coaches, to learn how to do all of this. And at that time, Instagram came out. And when Instagram came out, beauty professionals blew up. They immediately became celebrities. They had these massive followings, because in the internet world, people always ask about followings. And in these masterminds, I would say, well, I have friends that have 1 million followers, 500,000 followers. And they say, no way. And I say, yeah. And I would pull out my phone and show them, because these were people that I have been knowing for years from being in the beauty industry. They got 1 million followers and they're not selling anything. They have no digital product, nothing, but they're doing this service, a particular service that they specialize in, and the world is looking at them and marveling and wanting to know how to do it. So my mindset was thinking, let me partner with them, build their system. I just need them to record step by step how they're doing this hairstyle that everybody's raging about. And I'll take that from the iPhone and, you know, do Dropbox or whatever. Half of them didn't even know how to get the video off their phone, but I would take it and then I would build the system, whether it was with ClickFunnels, Thinkific, Kajabi, or whatever. And then I would take snippets and tell them, post this on your Instagram page. And that was before Instagram had changed their algorithm. So they do that post and it just go out everywhere. And I say, now tell them to click the link in the bio. So they click that link and it would take them through the funnel or to Kajabi or whatever, or through ClickFunnels, and they get a little snippet and they buy the course. Money would go in their bank account because I had it where it would go in their account. Because I was just asking them, let me use your platform. You got 1 million people, 500,000, and we're friends. So we're going to sell this course. And I wouldn't charge them anything to build it. I would say, let's partner. because they weren't making money online. You got a million followers and you're not making a dime online. So with what I knew, I just reached out to the top beauty professionals because I already knew them and built those systems. So that's how this came about. And of course, I was still selling my products, you know, online, but I didn't have a massive platform. You know, they already had a massive platform, so it was easy. It was like a perfect wedding, you know, a perfect match. You know, you have this massive platform. No one else in the universe, in the beauty professional, is doing it. See, when you go to ClickFunnels conferences, all these other conferences, no one's thinking about the beauty professionals. It's like an untapped secret. So I was like out here in this ocean by myself, just, you know, having a field day with these barbers and stylists.
All right. So now that you are working in the digital world, you're telling these people how to get from behind the chair. And I know you mentioned about the school and how to build one and things of that nature. But I do believe you were also helping people who were still behind the chair learn how to do, I do believe, man weave units and things of that nature. So you have a different sector for people who want to choose to stay behind the chair and a sector for people that want to get away from the chair. Is that how that works?
Yes, because I have online courses. If you want to learn how to open up a shop, open up a salon, if you want to learn how to open a school, if you want to learn how to work Instagram, just every time there was a problem and a lot of beauty professionals were asking about this problem, then what I would do, I would go create the course. So basically I was doing stuff. Some people would say backwards. Some people would say reverse. Stephen Covey said start at the end in mind. So when I saw that there was a bunch of needing and wanting and that a bunch of people had problems, I just go create the course. Half the time I'd sell it before I even had it done. Like the Man Weave unit, that was a non-surgical hair replacement where barbers were charging $500 to over $1,000 to do this non-surgical hair replacement for me that was bald or had receding hairlines or whatever. But it was all on Instagram, but no Afro-American man would show his face. They always had it like that, or, you know, hidden. And of course, my hairline was receding and I was going bald. So I saw that as an opportunity because my barbers at my shop went to California and Chicago and they took a Man Weave unit course and they spent maybe $700 for the course, then the flight, hotel, all of that. And they came back and they still had not mastered it. Because the average barber, you know, a man, if he sees something or go to a class, 9 times out of 10, he's not going to learn everything. He can't even sit still, you know, for a couple hours. So I was thinking, well, you know what? So I asked him, what problem did you have? Man, they wouldn't even let us record. I don't remember what he said or how long to leave the glue on. So that was a problem. So that let me know, oh, well, I'm going to put this on a digital online course where they can watch it unlimited times. And I was going to put 7 units on there and charge $500, $497, while they teach them how to do 1 unit for like $700. So no one would do it because I didn't know how to do it, but I read up on it. So finally, then the barbers would do it, and I was trying to partner, but this female, Miracle Barber MD, I said, well, do it on me. And she would do all types of units on me. And I just start on Instagram, Man Weave Unit. I went and got that on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, the .com. And I just started outvaluing everybody. The stuff that barbers wouldn't tell them, I come on live. I just outvalue. Although I never did a unit, didn't know how to do one. So they thought that I was the Man Weave Unit man because I was giving out so much information and I wore units. And I discovered that when these units, things happen. Your head would itch. And then it would start, if you worked out, the unit would start smelling, getting sour. So after dealing with all of this, I came up with my own product, the no more sweat, no more itch, sweat, and smell. So basically, because I was itching, it was stinking, and it was sweating. You know, one day I'm walking around. I kept smelling something sour. And I'm thinking, damn, what is this? And I couldn't find out what it was. Come to find out, it was a darn unit on the top of my head. So I learned a lot of stuff from wearing those units. And I would show my face because I looked at it as comedy. But what I realized was men would call me and they would literally be crying. You know, they took their head serious with this hair. I mean, they were like, they were worse than women. You know, women whose hairline is back here and stuff, and they married and husband ain't seen their hairline in probably 20 years. I mean, that's how these men were. They were protecting their hair. So I kind of shifted from making so many memes and jokes about it when I realized these men, you know, they were very serious on it. But by me showing my face and doing that, it just kind of blew up on that. And then I came out with the product line because I would go swimming in it. But that's how the Men With Unit came about. But I had the advantage because I put it online and they could buy the course. And I would give them a free webinar, giving them my best unit. I had about 9 units. They get the best one for free. And then it'd be the link right below it to buy it.
Now that's genius. And we always say there's always a problem out there that needs to be solved. And with you doing it firsthand, you knew there was a problem and you wasn't afraid of going out there to find a solution for it. I'm loving this because it's so many people out here always say, well, I can't see myself doing it, or I don't think I will fit in, or what have you. You, one of the key things that you kept saying is value. You kept giving value to the people. And that made them say, wait a minute, hold on. He's giving us something that we really need, but he's giving us way more than what anybody else is giving us. What made you learn how to create content on a whole nother level for people to say, you know what, I may not have a million followers, but this is one of the examples that I would do. Like, that's the first thing that you would do to be able to create content and not worry about your numbers, because the people will come if you continue to bring the keyword, as you said, value.
Well, as far as the numbers, really, on Instagram, I mean, you can have 100 people. 100 people buy your product. If it's, what, $500, that's what? $50,000 right there. So you don't have to have a lot of followers, but I was just coming on live and just giving value. And I knew other people would share it, but I was doing a lot of what other people would see on Instagram, or just in life period. If you want to get attention, and that's the first thing in marketing, branding or whatever, you got to get people's attention, because there's so much noise out here. The attention span is like that. But it's two ways, basically, to get on TV. I call it TV, or to get on the news. You got to do something really great. Number one, they'll put you on the news. Number two, if you do something really crazy, you're going to get on the news too. So I was looking at it, well, let me just do something real crazy, because I'm not as smart as Dr. Finch, so I can't do anything really just technical and smart. But I can do something real stupid easily. And so I would just think of, what is the craziest thing that I can do with these units or whatever? And when it would pop in my head, I said, you know what, I'm gonna go do that. Now other people would say, well, he's crazy. But what they don't realize, when you do something like that, that video just started traveling. You can have one follower, but everybody, celebrities started sharing my stuff. I mean, it was just everywhere. So, but I was driving them back to my page and becoming aware. So didn't matter how many followers you had.
Yes. Let's talk about that video, shall we? A lot of you may have seen the video. It was a man driving in a convertible with his Man Weave unit piece hanging off of his head. This is the wonderful originator right here, Mr. Eugene Dewani. So what makes... You have used a lot of creative ideas, you have used a lot of relatable ideas. And you have basically been an entrepreneur since as long as you basically could remember. So is this something that you could teach, or is this something that comes naturally? You know, what are your thoughts on that piece of entrepreneurship?
Well, you can teach it. You can tell them, because I can talk to somebody a couple of minutes and see what they're doing, and then pretty much tell them, well, you may want to try this, this, this. So, yeah, you can teach that. Or you can tell somebody how to do it, because everybody has something that they're good at. I mean, like, you taught me a lot of stuff as far as technical things that my brain does not, you know, go up that high. But you can break it down. You can take some of here and put it here and say, oh, okay. So we all can pretty much teach anything.
So that eliminates the excuses as to that it's not possible.
Yeah, there's no excuse. Most of the people are just scared, but see, mm-hmm. The thing about social media, the scariest thing in life to do is public speaking. Mm-hmm. See, that's very scary for people. That's why people don't want to go live. They don't want to talk or whatever, because that's what they have to deal with. But when I had the school, I had to talk to students every day. You know, every single day I was teaching. So with Instagram, social media came out, that was easy because I wasn't scared. But most people are scared, and scared money can't make money. So, you know, if you're scared, you're going to have a tough time unless you partner with somebody that's not scared and you do the techie part.
That brings up a very good point. You know, sometimes you can partner. Maybe that's not your gifting, you know, one way, but you can partner and do something that is your gifting. What is your thoughts on JV partnering, or, you know, basically affiliates or any of those types of things where, you know, you may not be versed in one area, but you still can get your coin?
Partnerships are great as long as you can bring value to them. Even with dealing with, when I've dealt with all these stylists, celebrity stylists or whatever, I knew them, but I was able to bring value to them. So a partnership is really good when both people add value to it. So that's good. And back to what we said before about coming live and talking and social media, how it's very scary for the average person. Well, when you go live and you put yourself out there, people are going to talk about you. And anything that's wrong with you physically or whatever, they're going to talk about you. I mean, they wear me out. They be tearing me up, my DM, emails, all kinds of negative stuff, vulgar stuff or whatever. But on the flip side, you're going to have a lot of positive stuff too. So you can't worry about what people say. You know, whatever they say is none of your business. And God gave you two ears for it to go in this ear and out that ear. And so that's something that a lot of people are scared of too, that they're going to get talked about, or they may fail. But failure is just a dress rehearsal for success. And a lot of people got jobs. See, I really couldn't get a job. I hadn't had a job since I was 17. And then when I caught, you know, the drug case with my record, then nobody wanted to hire me. So I had to hire myself, but nobody's going to pay you what you're worth. You know, God said your gifts will make room for you. And a job, you know, that's like J-O-B, just out of broke. You know, even if you have a job, at least they're 24 hours in a day. And spend some of that time working on your gift. You don't even have to have a gift. I've done a lot of stuff and without a gift. I don't have a gift of cutting hair. No one has ever seen me cut hair. Me and a barber, okay? There are no haircuts on my page because I don't have a gift of cutting hair, drawing, and doing all that stuff. The Man Weave unit. I didn't know how to do a unit. I still don't know how to do a unit. So I don't have a gift of doing that. you can just have some education, or you could know somebody that has the gift and utilize them, you know, pay them to do some course or whatever, and then sell it and have them to sign off on it, or learn the techie stuff like Dr. Finch, and then find some gifted person and you do the tech part, because very few people are going to do the tech, and you don't have to worry about them doing the tech because they're not going to sit at the computer. I mean, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates' mom asked him, if you could attribute one thing to your success, only one, what would it be? She asked both of them at the same time. They said, focus. The average person cannot focus. They can't sit at a computer and do all of these techie things. You know, they're going to get up or they're going to get tired. Their brain is going to get tired. So if you learn that part, you could do the back end. I mean, all these coaches, everybody's coaching or consulting. How many of them can go build their own ClickFunnels, their own automated business system with the automated webinars, with the automated text messaging and the chat box and the automated emails and the Facebook and Instagram ads, YouTube ads, Google AdWords? How many of them can go build that? Probably none. Well, maybe very few. And to do that type of work, that takes a skill set and some practice, and that's a high income job. When I say job, you can charge somebody $10,000 for a funnel, $5,000 a funnel, $20,000 a funnel. And it doesn't take any time to build that stuff. So, and you don't have to be techie. If you can read and write, because I'm not techie, and I have a computer beside me, and I'll do step one, step two, and most people still can't figure it out with it right in front of their eyes. I've had to ask Dr. Finch a lot, can you show me how to do this? And it's right in front of my face, and I'm looking at it and still can't figure it out. And she is just not even looking at it. Oh, just do this, this, this.
I love the fact that you said, you know what, if you don't know how to do it, figure it out. Ask questions. You know, a lot of people are too afraid or too embarrassed to be able to ask questions that when they don't know. But every day we're supposed to learn something new, and how we expect to grow is going to make us uncomfortable. Absolutely. But in order for you to be able to reach your ultimate goal, whatever that goal may be, you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be able to learn how to build those systems, like you said, know the groundwork, because if something go wrong, at least you will know where you started from, and you'll know how to be able to, you know, make the necessary adjustments. I really enjoy this information that you get, that you provide, because you really make it very simple. You don't go all the way down deep under. No, you make it very, very simple, straight to the point, so people could be able to understand that it's possible. And that regardless of your background, wherever you come from, it's possible. With this digital world that we live in, it's possible. So you made the world know it's possible. And I'm just truly excited about this and the information that you provide. Take a moment to let people know how they can be able to stay connected with you, how they can be able to find you, because people need to know how they could be able to do it as well. Because somebody probably right now, especially with this pandemic that's going on, they can't find a job. They barely make an income. But with this digital world and the way we connect it nowadays, they can be able to connect with you, Chindi, and say, you know what? Help me. Show me how. So how can they be able to find you?
Millionaire Barber on Instagram, Millionaire Barber on Facebook, Millionaire Barber on YouTube, MillionaireBarber.com on Google. So that's another thing in branding. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have the same name and have a name it's easy for people to remember. Mm-hmm. Easy for them to spell. Mm-hmm. You may need I call it a superhero name. Because my name is Uchendi Obadike Uwandiwani. Who gonna remember that? Mm-hmm. And if you put that out there online, they're gonna think he's a terrorist or a bomb maker, mm-hmm. or whatever. So get a superhero name, brand it, make it simple. So that's how everybody can find me on Me and F. Barber.
Mm-hmm. Simple, make it simple.
All right, now
loving it.
Well, thank you so much, Uchendi, for being on with us today. You were amazing as always. And, you know, please, everyone, listen to this, take these nuggets that he gave, and then reach out to him, work with him, see how you can come up with something that's going to make you even better than you are today. And then, of course, always listen to the Motivate Social Podcast. We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Google, iHeartRadio, the list goes on. Mm-hmm. If it's on your phone, we're probably there. So please, please, please find us everywhere and let us know what we can do to make this more relatable for you, because we do for you. So until next time, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.